Here is our Royal Life Saving Society segment for this month. While we live in the subtropic, there can be quite significant differences in water temperatures inland and, of course, in the southern parts of Australia. We Aussies are a pretty adventurous lot and we love to travel. So today, because it's winter, we're chatting with Beverly Hunter, Project and Training Manager with the Royal Life Saving Society, about the risks of cold water. Good morning, Bev.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Now, Bev, can you tell us the results of swimming or falling into cold water?
Yes, of course. Well, swimming in cold water without appropriate safety equipment and precautions or sudden falls into cold water can be fatal. Cold water can cause cold water shock and hypothermia and can impact people of all ages and fitness, including those most capable swimmers. These conditions can adversely affect their body's ability to function properly, thereby increasing the risk of drowning. While not everyone continues to swim in winter, of course, other activities are really popular, such as boating, kayaking, and fishing. When recreating in and around water, drowning remains a risk, even when a person has no intention of entering the water. And cold water shock can occur when your body undergoes sudden immersion in cold water that is less than 15 degrees Celsius. It causes uncontrollable breathing and increases the work of the heart, which can lead to hypothermia and drowning. Swimming and activities in cold water without appropriate safety equipment and sudden falls into cold water can be fatal. As your heart beats faster, blood vessels in your skin rapidly begin to...
Goodness gracious me, Bev, that sounds pretty traumatic. What are some of the signs of cold water shock?
Yes, Rosemary, the general signs of the cold water shock are rapid cooling of the skin and very pale skin, rapid and uncontrolled breathing patterns, including hyperventilation and panic.
Okay, so what is the body's response to cold water immersion?
As I mentioned, as your heart beats faster, the blood vessels in your skin rapidly begin to close, making it difficult for the blood to flow. It then goes in phases. So phase one is the initial immersion and cold shock response. This occurs within the first 1 to 4 minutes of being immersed in the water, and it increases the metabolism. The rapid skin cooling initiates immediate gasp response, mm-hmm. inability to hold breath, and that hyperventilation that I mentioned. Then we move into phase two. There's a short-term immersion and loss of performance and significant cooling of peripheral tissues, especially in extremities, which continues with most of the effects occurring over the first 30 minutes. And then finally, phase three is long-term immersion and the onset of hypothermia. This is continuous heat loss from the body, eventually decreasing core temperature. Hypothermia usually only becomes a contributor to death, though, if the immersion lasts for more than 30 minutes.
Goodness me. Now, Bev, how can we avoid cold water immersion?
Yes, the best way to avoid it, and Royal Life Saving tips are, avoid areas with slippery banks or rocks near water. Stay away from cold water during poor weather conditions. Avoid recreating on or around water when you've consumed alcohol or drugs because you're impaired. And always wear warm clothing and a life jacket if participating in water-based activities such as kayaking or boating.
Goodness me. Thank you, Bev. And listeners, that was Bev Hunter, and she is the Project and Training Manager of Royal Life Saving Society, keeping our community connected. And if you'd like to listen to those tips again, go to the 1015 FM website and look for podcast. Beverly, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Rosemary.